Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, maybe Sam's going to look into the camera, take another Super Bowl future. 10 toes down. We are here every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Our strong stances, our hot takes, because that's what gets you somewhere in this business. Look around, people. All right, Sam, what do you want to do? 10 toes down. I'm still trying to figure it out, if I'm being completely honest. How far do I want to go? We'll have, I think, more 10 toes. I have no idea. I don't know if we're going to have a Friday show. But I think we'll have more, so maybe do I save it up? Do I go all the way in? I'm trying to figure that out right now. I know you have yours ready. Where are you going for your 10 toes down this week?
I've got two. Number one, we are Diego Pavia, guys. We have been talking about the possibility of him becoming America's sweetheart. The voters falling for him, potentially winning the Heisman Trophy. Now, we had discussed him at 11-1, 12-1, and now that he's in that 7-8-1 range, not really that interested. Certainly not going to tell people to buy more stock. I personally don't have any stock myself. We just saw the path for him the last couple of weeks and thought, all right, well, you know, if they win all these games, he could be the guy. I think the Heisman campaign ends on Saturday. I think Texas shuts it down. Not only will they cover, but they will bury the Diego Pavia Heisman hype. It will end on Saturday. We will no longer hear Pavia Heisman after he lays an egg against the Longhorns defense. My second toe. These should be hotter takes. Sue me. Whatever.
That's a good Raiders. No, that's a good one. It is a wide-open Heisman race and a name that we've talked about a lot, a guy that's getting a lot of love. I would say arguably the most public team in college football in the moment is Vandy. You've got Pavia, you know, all over social media. His mom's all over social media with Theo Vaughn. Like, there's a lot of strange things going on. So maybe he's gone too far. Diego, it's very weird.
It's over. It's over on Saturday. Number two is that the Las Vegas Raiders are going to get Brock Bowers back, and he's going to have two touchdowns as the Raiders upset the Jacksonville Jaguars. Paulie's Jags are going down to Geno and Bowers and the silver and black.
I like that one. That's a strong stance. I could see it happening too. That Jags team is not creating turnovers. Love it. Sounds like he's getting a full week of practice. Finally going to be healthy. All right. We'll see. That's a good one. All right. So when I was trying to figure out my 10 toes, I came across something. It is a Wikipedia. It is a Wikipedia for Ben Herbstreit.
Where is this going?
Ben was first seen on College Game Day in 2021 before a matchup between the Cincinnati Bearcats and Tulsa Golden Hurricane. In 2023, Kirk Herbstreit's son underwent treatment for a heart condition after being hospitalized. Kirk began bringing Ben around to support himself while he was away from home. Who is he? First off, Kirk Herbstreit's son. Second off, support himself? Was Kirk doing this to support Kirk? I think Wikipedia doesn't realize how smart it is. That's what this whole thing is about with the dogs. It's about supporting himself, bringing attention upon Kirk Herbstreit. I'd love to hear how Al Michaels really feels about this whole thing. There's no way he does this around Al. It's not going to happen tonight on Thursday Night Football, I don't think. So I thought you were joking when you mentioned how many Golden Retrievers Kirk Herbstreit has. And I am a Golden Retriever owner, right? Tucker, sometimes he really upsets me. Sometimes I love him a lot.
Sometimes he eats the whole tray of lasagna off the counter.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, I'm just like, why he sheds so much? Imagine what Kirk Herbstreit's home looks like. Oh, my God.
No, cannot.
So
will not.
You mentioned that it's not just Peter. You mentioned Mitch. I'm like, okay. How many dogs does he have? Because I like avoid the whole thing. I didn't see game day this past weekend. We had to drive out like an hour away for a morning game. And I'm like, I try to just avoid it all because I hate Herbstreit, just attention whore, right? And he knows everybody loves Golden Retrievers, and that's going to make him likable. That's what this thing is. It's about Kirk Herbstreit. It's not about him being a dog lover. So you got Peter. You got Mitch. You also have Theo, and you have Bo. Now, after seeing the attention he got for Ben Herbstreit, his son, he now has four Golden Retrievers. My 10 toes down is that in the very near future, within the next 10 months, Kirk Herbstreit will have 10 Golden Retrievers. That is my 10 toes down. Within just the next 10 months, he will have 10.
Keep bringing him in.
It's a football team. He's got a full team. America. He gets to play quarterback.
Oh, yeah. He'll go 11 then, because you need 11 for the team.
Well, then he'll be the quarterback.
Like, okay, we'll do one.
He's 11. Oh, he's 11.
Yeah, he's 11. Yeah.
Well, they are his sons, 11. Apparently. They're all boys, too. So is that a thing? Is that something that's happening here? So Kirk Herbstreit, my 10 toes down, will have 10 Golden Retrievers. He is quickly up to 4. That was, okay, so Ben died November of 2024. We are in October. It's been not even a year, and he's added 4. So he will have 10 very, very soon. That's my 10 toes down. Paul Aspen, what is your 10 toes down?
I don't even know how to follow that. So I do have a follow-up question. Does that mean will the current 4 be part of the 10? Are we going to have to replace another one?
I think they're going to last a little bit. I mean, Ben lived 10 years.
Oh, true.
So I think if there are any issues, Herbstreit should have the money to make sure everything's taken care of. Unless he's looking for some pity, because remember the videos that he was putting out there when it came to Ben. So let me put
a little Visine in my eye real quick. All right. Action. Okay. My 10 toes down. So Joe, I've looking at some plans and some things, and I'm like, all right, got to win Joe's pool. Got to win Joe's pool. So looking at the rich people,
there's going to be one winner.
Right? No pressure, though.
Yeah. So looking at the rich people pool, I'm like, so I literally, during one of our breaks, definitely not during the show, probably during the show as well, gamed out the rest
during
of the
Survivor
season.
Segment.
was gaming out the rest of the season. So I got to do something tonight, and I got to go Ravens. I got to go Ravens. Oh, Survivor.
Wow.
And it's a little bit of the hair of the dog that bit you, speaking of dogs, because Dan Aspen, lifelong Dolphins fan, and I went out on the Falcons losing to the Dolphins last week. So I'm going back against the Dolphins. My thought is, like, I do think that was a dead cat bounce for the Dolphins. And I texted Dan because, like, if Dan's feeling good about the Dolphins, they're going to get smoked. If he's feeling bad about the Dolphins, they're going to win. And it's just very fitting that the Dolphins beat us last week. He's very unsure about the Dolphins tonight, which gives me confidence that the Dolphins are the dead team that we think they are. And then my second toe, I'm not really sure how many I've left at this point. Well, you know, you hear the phrase, numbers, not teams, and all that. And I think I used to believe in that. I don't know if I believe in numbers that much anymore. But in that case, I am going to lay it with the Colts, -3 at the Steelers. Everything market-wise tells you this should be the Steelers. I just think that team sucks. So I'm going Colts, -3. I'm even looking at alts for the Colts. And I'm not even a Colts believer. I'm not even a Colts believer. Mm. I think they get stomped by the Chiefs. I saw Ben Fox put out an article that I think on a neutral bookmakers have the Chiefs as their highest, or odds makers have them as their highest rated team. And on a neutral, they're saying Chiefs -1.5 to -3.
Whew. Give me that.
So, I mean, in Kansas City, I'm assuming that's closer to 6. I mean, it's definitely through the 3. But I think the Colts -3 this week, and I, looking down the road, I think the Chiefs stomp the Colts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good stuff. By the way, Survivor, Pool Genius says 1% will be on the Ravens tonight.
Let's go.
Let's rip it.
Sam's wearing purple. We're in.
Yeah. Well, I've got purple on for Northwestern, not for Baltimore.
Yeah. But. Yes. Yes. Yep. TCU as well.
Meow.
Jake Hassan, 10 toes down.
I am simply going to double down on 10 toes down from a couple weeks ago. Double the toes, double the fun, as I've always said.
Dodgers.
I still think the Dodgers are winning the World Series.
Let's go.
Like, Yamamoto, there's no reason to believe he's not going to do it again tomorrow. And then after that, I trust Glasnow, Ohtani, Sasaki way more than I trust Scherzer, Bassett, Varland, and Hoffman, 1,000%. So I'm doubling down. I still think the Dodgers win. Sorry, Sam. I love you very much, but also I would like to win more. So I still think the Dodgers win. I know it's 2 in Toronto. Don't care. This team is still a monster.
Man, Jake's got me thinking we need to bet the 2-1. Everybody. Yeah. Bet 2-1.
Jake also had Snell striking out 15 batters last night, for the record.
Hey, wrong pitcher. Bet, wrong pitcher. It's all right.
Yeah. Dude, well, right bet, wrong team on this one. Yeah.
That was awesome last night. Snell goes over the number on his last batter of the night with his 115th pitch, and then they pull him. I was like, yes, that was perfect with the room. Dead wrong.
Killed
on
the
number
room.
One overall play. Yes, that was great. All right, let's recap Gurch. Gurch has given us
Bears winless, 4-game winning streak. Indiana winless in the Big Ten. They have not lost. They are the number two team in the nation. He's given us Bulls unders. They are out to a 4-0 start on the season. Brian Gertsch, what is your 10 toes down?
All right, boys. So as we all know, the cardinal rule of fantasy football is that no one cares about your fantasy football team. Now, having said that, my 10 toes down is going to completely revolve around my fantasy football matchup this week. And I think that I'm just going to get absolutely smoked. So we put together a parlay of all of my opponent's players. We're going to go with Jackson Smith and Jigba anytime touchdown, Justin Jefferson anytime touchdown, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, Michael Pittman Jr. anytime touchdown, and Lamar Jackson to score 2+ touchdowns. That 5-leg parlay will pay out at 33-164-1. Now, if you want to go a little bit further than this, I got Jackson Smith and Jigba JSN at 150+ yards at +490. So yeah, I think I'm just going to get absolutely smoked, and all these players are going to destroy my team this week. And yeah, so 5-leg anytime touchdown parlay with Lamar to get 2 on the ground tonight. So I don't really know how we fade this if you guys are going to be doing.
Oh, I know.
And Ravens are dead. Cool. You just killed my survivor pick, Gertsch. Thanks.
Yes, you can. You can absolutely fade all of these guys. Take their unders.
Take their unders, yeah.
Yeah, can you add Jonathan Taylor to that list? So he has a
no, because my teammate is, or my opponent is, doesn't have JT. So no, this is strictly players on my opponent's team. You want to face somebody else, you can go J.K. Dobbins unders. He's got him. Justin Herbert unders. Keenan Allen unders as well. I just didn't think they were spicy enough for 10 toes down.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like this weekend.
Yeah, right. That's R.I.P. in peace.
So somewhat of a caveat there. Now, like... my formulation in my 10 toes down is I want the opposite to happen of whatever I come on here and say. So now Lamar is on my team, Paul, and I need him to have a huge game so that I can trade him away. So, yeah, we're faking each other out.
See, the problem is now Gertsch so is confused. Onto his own bit. He's trying to reverse do it. This is the week we have to play it.
He wants a win in fantasy, so this is what he's doing. So he's like, I'm going to get killed.
He just projected his opponent for 1,000 points in fantasy football in 1 week.
Don't know if it works. Don't know.
I also, we'll see. I have to admit, he may have seen the light on the Blackhawks, though. Let's give him a little bit of credit. He is over the Blackhawks, and they look
okay. Did their season start?
With his first career hat trick the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been in your backyard, Joe.
I wonder I missed it.
They're on CHSN. But you have
backyard's
all
a disaster. Backyard disaster. Right. It needs to be cleaned up. There's a lot of garbage flying around. That's this house.
Flying around?
It's been a lot of very windy down here down south. All right, Joe O, Sammy P. I don't know what we're doing next. We'll talk on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.